I Payne and Pendergast with you on a Thursday. We'll get into the Astros report card. What's Michael Kay upset about, Seth?
Juan Soto was asked if he was upset about missing the All-Star game. The first answer he gave was it was good. It looked like he acknowledged that there's a lot of great players and everything. And somebody asked if he was upset, and he said, "Yeah, what do you think? There's a lot of money left on the table." So whatever his bonus is.
I'm like, if every reporter in there isn't rolling their eyes right now at that. Like,
yeah. Michael Kay, who's making $47 million a year or so, give or take. And
Juan Soto, you mean?
Juan Soto. What did I say?
Michael Kay. If Michael Kay is making $47 million, I need to
move. He's probably making over $1 million, but still, so Michael Kay, who's the play-by-play for the Yankees and also a sports radio host there, he had great issue with this because of the tone deafness of the statement. I was kind of like, all right, is this one of those things where the transcript looks worse than the actual thing? No, he looked genuinely like that is the only thing that looked like he was genuinely upset. Whatever the bonus was on the table.
Yeah, I side with Michael Kay on this. Well, the one thing you know about people that have a ton of money, the one thing they want more of is more money.
Extremely wealthy people who all of a sudden, you know, like decide like when they're still in their prime. It's hard. Yeah.
I'm not angry with Soto over that. I'm just like rolling my eyes at it. I'm like, all right,
just have a smidgen of, you know, thinking about how this might land in the ears of the fans or whomever. Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
All right. Get back to jogging to first base. Go along. Move along. ESPN has their midseason MLB report cards, and the Astros, they don't have the highest grade in the report cards of all the teams. Well, some of these...
I would have been more offended 3 days ago.
Yeah, exactly. I had a segment, Seth, locked and loaded. We did the power ranking of the power rankings on Monday, and I'm like, we were mad at the ones that didn't have the Astros number one. Two of them had them at one, two of them had it at two. The Athletic comes out later in the day on Monday and had the Astros at five, and I was ready to come in hopping mad on Wednesday about the Astros being at five, and I'm like, well... It's probably are closer to five than they are one. I deleted that segment. I deleted it. So ESPN has the Tigers as an A+. That's cool. They have the best record in the American League. The Astros are next at A. This is all of Major League Baseball. This is a hard grader, whoever did these grades. This is David Schoenfeld. I don't want to take his class. 30 students in the class, one A+, one A. And then it drops to A- for the Cubs. But the Astros were named, though, while they didn't get the best grade, he said, and he knows that this is going to make people angry, that his team of the first half has got to be the Houston Astros. They lost their two best players from last season in Bregman and Tucker. And their best hitter has been injured all year, Yordan Alvarez. And they're playing their best baseball since they won the 2022 World Series. Now, that was two days ago. That was 2 days
ago. And, he mentioned that somebody refer to them as the zombie Astros.
Yeah.
We had played that the other day.
We played it,
Who was it?
It was Joel Sherman from the New York Post.
Right.
Yeah.
The zombie Astros is about right. And they got a bunch of guys walking around. You're like, hey, I thought that guy was dead.
Well,
I thought Zach Short, didn't I read his obituary somewhere a while back? Oh, no, he's out there in clutch moments against the Dodgers.
Cooper Hummel, yeah.
Yeah.
Taylor
now
Trammell.
He's a late-stage zombie.
Yeah.
He's like, his head is hanging off by a thread and he's still walking, but you got to.
Barely. Well, and this was written before they lost Jake Myers. You know, and who knows how long Jake Myers is going to be out for now that he re-aggravated. At the very least, he has re-aggravated the calf injury.
Can I tell you something about this list that made me a little bit sad?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm torn because I'm really impressed with what Espada has done with all of this. And yet, the Tigers were the one team above the Astros in this report card. And a lot of it is because A.J. Hinch has done a masterful job with that roster. I mean, their series against the Astros last year, Hinch managed his butt off.
Yeah,
the approach they had versus the Astros pitchers and everything. Like, they did. Yeah, I'm the first to kind of think, like, managerial moves are kind of overrated sometimes. But, like, when it comes to lineups on a day-by-day basis and everything. But when it comes to the playoffs and what strategy you're using, And he's done a great job with that baseball team.
He's done an amazing job. Look, he didn't get fired from here because he was a dope. He got fired because of the sign stealing scandal.
He didn't smash enough monitors.
He didn't smash. Yeah, he made mistakes in not stopping it for sure. But in terms of the chess game, like AJ Hinch is, and I know I'm going to get texts from people. He should have left Greinke in Game 7 of 2019.
Should have let Garrett Cole pitch, etc.
Should have put Garrett Cole in there. Blah blah blah. I know we're going to get those texts. A.J. Hinch was an excellent manager when he was here. He's an excellent manager in Detroit. This is one of those things, like, I could see, like, Cleveland, the Browns feeling, Browns fans feeling a certain kind of way that they get Belichick for 4 years. They make the playoffs once, but that's it. Then he goes to New England, and all of a sudden he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. You know? So I get that, you know, with Hinch, I get a little nostalgic and think of what it would have looked like if Hinch and Luno had stayed here. You know, if they'd stuck around. Obviously, the team still has experienced a ton of success.
Luno have done with the way they handle injuries and whatnot, perhaps? How would it be different?
Something have been done about it, right?
Yeah. At the same time, though, something should make you feel better about the organization, because I know we're all kind of hot and bothered about the medical situations right now. They graded, looks like these power rankings were done, or these grades were done on an actual curve, because it does. It goes from A+ right down to F, and there's a couple of Fs. But one of the ones sitting there down in the bottom in the F-ville is the Atlanta Braves. And, you know, it just, okay, hey, from losing to the Braves in the World Series, you can see how quickly and how far people can plummet. The fact that the Astros have been able to not have to rebuild or reset completely and stay exactly where they are right now, second team in the AL, that's impressive unto itself.
That's a great point. You know, the Astros lose Springer and Correa and Verlander and Bregman and Tucker, and they're an A on this report card. The Braves lose, I'm just going to highlight the biggest names because I don't follow them day to day. They lose Freddie Freeman. They lose Max Fried. They're an F. You know, they probably lost a few other guys too. So, that's good. And the Astros.
Nationals got a D. You know?
Yeah, like, right.
So you look at, let's have a little fun. Let's look at the teams that it may have defeated the Astros at some point during their golden era and check in on them now. The Nationals are down at a D.
And the Nationals went from World Series champion into that realm very quickly. Yeah. You know, the Strasburg's career ended. They lose Rendon in free agency. And then they're, you know, and Scherzer and all that other stuff going on. Of the teams that graded a B- or better in this, there's about maybe a dozen or so teams that graded a B- or better in this thing. The Astros are a combined 30-20 against those teams this year. So those aren't necessarily the 12 or 10 or 12 best teams, because as Seth points out, it's graded on a curve. Like the Angels have a B- and the Yankees have a C. The Yankees are a better team than the Angels, you know.
So at the beginning of this week, we were talking about how well the Astros had done versus teams. Winning teams, they were the best in the league against winning teams. Against division leaders, they've been incredible. They nearly swept the entire all of the NL East division winners in the course of 2 weeks.
Yep.
But we're sitting here on the heels of a 0-3 series versus the
Guardians. Yeah, yeah.
Who graded a D.
Oh, were they a D on there?
In this ranking.
Yeah.
I don't know. This page keeps... Is it bailing on you right now?
No. I've got it open. I could see...
My computer's falling apart, Sean.
Mine's in the shop right now, over at the Apple Store. I bought a new iPad this weekend.
So are you done with your laptop?
Well, no, I can't be, because there's stuff on my laptop that for whatever reason it didn't load up to the cloud, like documents and pictures and some of that stuff. So I'm gonna pay. It needs a new battery. I say it died. It needs a new battery. It's like $150. So I'm gonna pay the $150, and it's basically just this adjunct computer that has a bunch of stuff on it that for whatever reason doesn't upload to iCloud. So yeah, that's my world. Anyways, I love my new iPad though. Love my new iPad. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Thursday into the 9 o'clock hour. We go. All right, top 10 safeties in the NFL are out on ESPN.com. The execs, the coaches, the scouts weighing in. There is some very interesting Texans stuff in this top 10 safeties list that we will get to coming up next.